Welcome to HockeyWiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I update you on the NHL playoff picture and the leading scorers. In this podcast, I'll be updating you on the current NHL standings, the NHL playoff picture, and the leading scorers in the league. In the Eastern Conference, the New York Rangers sit at first place in the Metropolitan Division with 102 points, followed by the Carolina Hurricanes with 99 points, and the Philadelphia Flyers with 82 points. In the Atlantic Division, the Boston Bruins sit in first place in that division with 99 points, followed by the Florida Panthers with 97 points, and the Toronto Maple Leafs with 91 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 87 points, while the Washington Capitals currently hold the second wildcard spot with 81 points. In 9th place in the Eastern Conference are the Detroit Red Wings, 10th place are the New York Islanders, 11th place are the New Jersey Devils, 12th place are the Pittsburgh Penguins, and in 13th place are the Buffalo Sabres. The Ottawa Senators and Montreal Canadiens both have 68 points, while the Columbus Blue Jackets have 58 points and are most likely going to miss the playoffs. In the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars sit in first place in the Central Division with 101 points, followed by the Colorado Avalanche with 98 points, and the Winnipeg Jets with 94 points. In first place in the Pacific Division are the Vancouver Canucks with 98 points, followed by the Edmonton Oilers with 92 points, and the Vegas Golden Knights with 88 points. The Nashville Predators currently hold the first wildcard spot with 90 points, and the LA Kings hold the second wildcard spot with 87 points. In 9th place are the St. Louis Blues with 82 points, and in 10th place are the Minnesota Wild with 79 points. The Seattle Kraken have 73 points, the Calgary Flames have 71 points, Arizona Coyotes have 68 points, and the next closest team to Arizona are the Anaheim Ducks, who have 52 points and are in 14th place. The Chicago Blackhawks are 15th with 47 points, and in last place in the Western Conference are the San Jose Sharks with just 40 points this season. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. The top goal scorer in the NHL right now is Auston Matthews with 59 goals. Zach Hyman and Sam Reinhart are tied with 51 goals apiece. Nathan MacKinnon and David Pastrnak both have 45 goals apiece. Artemi Panarin has 43 goals, while Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov both have 42 goals apiece. Connor McDavid leads the NHL in assists with 95. Nikita Kucherov is next with 82 assists. Nathan MacKinnon has 78 assists and is third. Quinn Hughes has 68 assists and is fourth. Cale Makar and Artemi Panarin are tied for fourth with 60. Mikko Rantanen, Leon Draisaitl, and Evan Bouchard are next on that list with 58. The point leaders in the NHL are Nathan MacKinnon with 124, Nikita Kucherov with 123, Connor McDavid with 122, Artemi Panarin with 103, and David Pastrnak with 101. The plus-minus leaders are Gustav Forsling, who is a plus 44, Quinn Hughes and Dylan DeMello, who are both plus 39, Matthias Ekholm, who is plus 35, Phil Pronoff, who is plus 33, Nathan MacKinnon, who is plus 32, and both Zach Hyman and Connor McDavid are plus 31. The leader in power play points is Nikita Kucherov, who has 45 power play points. Next on the list is Nathan MacKinnon, who has 43 power play points. Next is Connor McDavid, who has 41 power play points. Mikko Rantanen is next with 39 power play points. Fifth is Artemi Panarin with 38 power play points. Leon Draisaitl is next with 36 power play points. Connor McDavid once again leads the league in points per game with 1.77 points per game. Nikita Kucherov isn't far behind with a 1.75 points per game average. Then it's Nathan MacKinnon with a 1.68 points per game average. There's a pretty big drop off afterwards to Artemi Panarin, who has a 1.41 points per game average. David Pastrnak has a 1.36 points per game average. Leon Draisaitl has a 1.35 points per game average, and Mikko Rantanen has a 1.33 points per game average. The leader in wins in the league is Alexander Georgiev, who has 37. Thatcher Demko is next with 34. Stuart Skinner is next with 33. Connor Hellebuck, Sergei Bobrovsky, Igor Shesterkin, and Juuse Saros are tied with 32 apiece, and Jake Oettinger is next with 29. The leaders in GAA with greater than 25 games played are Sergei Bobrovsky and Connor Hellebuyck, who both have a 2.41 GAA. Joey DeCord is next with a 2.42 GAA. Cam Talbot is next with a 2.44 GAA. Pierre Kochetkov with a 2.45 is next. Rounding out the order is Thatcher Demko with a 2.47 GAA. The leaders in save percentage with more than 25 games played are Connor Hellebuyck with a .920 save percentage, Joey DeCord and Thatcher Demko, who both have a .917 save percentage, Cam Talbot and Jeremy Swayman, who both have a .916 save percentage, Sergei Bobrovsky, Linus Ullmark, and Aiden Hill all have a .914 save percentage. Tristan Jarry and Connor Ingram are tied for the most shutouts with 6. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, Thatcher Demko, and Charlie Lindgren all have 5 shutouts apiece, while Connor Hellebuyck and Sergei Bobrovsky both have 4 shutouts apiece. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. The teams that have definitely secured a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference are the New York Rangers, Boston Bruins, Florida Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes, and Toronto Maple Leafs. In the Atlantic Division, the Boston Bruins currently hold the first seed in the Atlantic with 99 points. The Florida Panthers are only 2 points behind them for the number 1 seed in the Atlantic, but they have played one more game than the Panthers. But they also have one less win and have less losses than Florida. The Toronto Maple Leafs currently hold the third seed in the Atlantic Division with 91 points, with the next closest team to them being the red-hot Tampa Bay Lightning with 87 points, just 4 points behind them. Over in the Metropolitan Division, the New York Rangers hold on to the number 1 seed with 102 points, with the Carolina Hurricanes just 3 points behind them in second with 99 points. The playoff spots up for grabs currently are the third seed in the Metro Division and the 2 wildcard spots in the Eastern Conference. The Philadelphia Flyers currently hold the third seed in the Metropolitan Division with 82 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot with 87 points, while the Washington Capitals hold on to the second and final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 81 points. The teams on the playoff bubble are the Detroit Red Wings, New York Islanders, New Jersey Devils, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Buffalo Sabres. The Detroit Red Wings have 79 points and are 8 points behind Tampa and 2 points behind Washington. New York Islanders have 77 points and are 10 points behind Tampa for the first wildcard spot, 4 points behind Philly for the third seed in the Metro, and 3 points behind Washington for the second wildcard spot. The New Jersey Devils have 76 points and are 6 behind Philly for the third seed in the Metro, and 5 points behind Washington for the second wildcard spot. The Pittsburgh Penguins have 74 points. They are 8 points behind Philly for the third seed in the Metro, and 7 points behind Washington for the second wildcard spot. While the Buffalo Sabres have 73 points and are 14 points behind Tampa for the first wildcard spot, and 8 points behind Washington for the second wildcard spot. The 3 teams that should be out of playoff contention in the Eastern Conference are the Montreal Canadiens and Ottawa Senators with 68 points apiece, and the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have 58 points. The teams that have definitely secured a playoff spot in the Western Conference are the Dallas Stars, Vancouver Canucks, Colorado Avalanche, Winnipeg Jets, and Edmonton Oilers. In the Central Division, the Dallas Stars are in first in the division with 101 points, with Colorado just 3 points behind in second with 98 points, and the Winnipeg Jets currently holding onto the third seed in the Central with 94 points. Don't look now, but the surging Nashville Predators are right on the heels of the Winnipeg Jets and are just 4 points behind them for third in the Central. The Vancouver Canucks are running away with the Pacific Division with 98 points. They are 6 points ahead of the Edmonton Oilers, who are in second in the division. The playoff spots up for grabs currently are the third seed in the Pacific Division and the 2 wild cards in the Western Conference. The Vegas Golden Knights currently hold the third seed in the Pacific Division with 88 points. The Nashville Predators hold the first wild card spot with 90 points, while the LA Kings hold on to the final wild card spot in the Western Conference with 87 points. The teams on the bubble are the St. Louis Blues and Minnesota Wild. The St. Louis Blues have 87 points and are 6 points behind Nashville for the first wildcard spot and 3 points behind LA for the second wildcard spot, while the Minnesota Wild have 79 points and are 17 points behind Nashville for the first wildcard spot and 8 points behind LA for the second wildcard spot. There are 6 teams definitely eliminated from contention in the Western Conference. They are the Seattle Kraken with 73 points, Calgary Flames with 71 points, Arizona Coyotes with 67 points, Anaheim Ducks with 52 points, Chicago Blackhawks with 47 points, and the San Jose Sharks with 40 points. Listen to Hockey West Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWestTravels. As the season winds down, the standings and scoring race is always something to pay attention to, as we see the best players in the league right now ramping up their game, trying to lock down the scoring title, and the best teams trying to secure the best possible playoff position. It's gonna be very interesting to see how the rest of the season plays out. In my next podcast, I'll be making my predictions on what the final playoff picture will look like.